from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was reported yesterday that Badger football coach Gary Anderson had interviewed for the vacant NFL Cleveland Browns job earlier this year. Anderson and UW confirmed that, and Anderson said he turned down the Browns' offer. He says he loves Madison and he's grateful for the support he has received from Badger fans. He had told athletic director Barry Alvarez about the Browns' approach. Alvarez says, "I think Gary is one of the top coaches in the country, and I'm glad he is leading our team." Spoiler alert, at the Olympics, Americans failed to pick up a medal in this morning's women's alpine skiing downhill, but history was made nonetheless. For the first time ever at the Winter Games, a timed event saw a tie for the gold medal. Slovenia's Tina Maze and Switzerland's Dominique Gazin posted the same time, finishing the course in 1 minute, 41.5 seconds, 7 seconds. Julia Mancuso was the top member of Team USA, finishing 8th. Sean White failed a medal in the men's halfpipe yesterday, ending his chance at an Olympic three-peat. There are 5 more medal events on tap for the Olympics today, including U.S. speed skater Shani Davis trying to become the first American to win the same event in 3 straight Winter Olympics. He goes in the men's 1,000 meters. The Milwaukee Bucks are running out of time to avoid the worst record in their 45-year history. With 31 games left, it's mathematically impossible to have a 500 season, and the Bucks need to go 12-19 the rest of the way to avoid their all-time futility record set 20 years ago. The Bucks take on the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. That's the last game heading into the All-Star break. Marquette won last night. They beat Seton Hall 77-66. The Marquette women also got a win over Providence 71-60. That's sports. I'm Tom King.